これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Have you seen the newspaper? It's not in the living room.
Oh, I left it in the bedroom.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
Sorry, I'll go and get it now.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the new books section is?
Sure. All new books are located on the first floor near the checkout desk.
Thanks. The new books can be checked out, right?
Yes, they can, but only for 2 weeks.
Question 36. Where are the man and the woman? Conversation 37.
Excuse me, do you have this green shirt in a larger size?
No, I'm afraid we only have small or medium left. But if you want, we have the same shirt in blue in large.
Oh, thanks. That's even better than the green one.
Great. Let me know if you need any other help.
Question 37. Which item will the man probably buy? Conversation 38.
Thank you for the email you sent yesterday. I watched the video last night.
The World of Dance? It's the biggest dance competition in the world. Jennifer Lopez calls it the Olympics of dancing.
Yeah, the dancers are amazing. I wish I could dance like that. And the types of dances are so different. Hip-hop, tango, modern.
I know. And the winners get $1 million.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct about the man and the woman? Conversation 39.
I really want to have a pet dog, but my parents say that we can't.
Dogs are expensive. You have to pay for food and take them to the animal doctor, and go to a pet salon once a month.
That's not the problem. My dad says our house is too small for the German Shepherd I want.
I agree with your dad. Why don't you get a small dog, like a Pomeranian?
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
You are always talking about your favorite TV program. How often do you watch TV?
Every day. In the morning, I watch the news. In the afternoon, I watch my favorite Korean drama. And at night, I watch a movie on Netflix.
What language is the Korean drama in? English or Korean?
It's in Korean. But there are Japanese subtitles, so I can understand it. It's very exciting and romantic. We should watch it together, and I can translate it into English.
Sounds good.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
What did you do last weekend? I called but got no answer.
I went to a hot spring in Nagano with a friend. It was very relaxing.
Oh, was it the one where there's a monkey park? I've heard the monkeys are so friendly.
It's true. They were not shy and they were fun to watch.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Hiro, I heard you got a new part-time job. How is it?
Very tiring. I work 4 hours every night at a convenience store in a train station.
Looking on the bright side, what is good about it?
Well, I can talk to a lot of foreigners in English. Maybe I could teach Japanese to those foreign customers.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Why do you like singing so much?
Sorry, does it bother you?
No, not at all. I like it. I was just wondering why and how you started singing so much.
I think it was my mom's influence. She was a music teacher and preferred singing to us rather than telling stories or even talking.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
What day is it today?
Thursday, May 17th, I believe. But I could be wrong.
If that's correct, this might be the day for our test.
In which class? I haven't studied at all.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Conversation 45.
I heard you did volunteer work last summer in California. How was it?
Great. I was volunteering at a children's daycare center on a university campus.
Cool. You must really like kids.
I do like them. I'm especially fascinated by how they learn to speak.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
What's your major?
Communication.
What are you going to do with the communication degree?
I'm going to be an interpreter.
Oh, that sounds like a good choice.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Have you prepared the handout for our presentation tomorrow yet?
No, not yet. Why?
I thought we could review it together if you were finished already.
I'll prepare it in the afternoon, so we could get together and take a look at it after work.
Okay, sounds good. I'll come to see you then.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Do you happen to know anyone who knows a lot about England?
Oh, I used to live in England when I was a child. Why?
Really? Can I ask you about the subway system in London? I'm going on a trip to London with my family next week.
Sorry, I don't think I can help you with that. I was really young at that time and lived in a place far from London.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
These days, I suddenly wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep easily.
That's too bad. Maybe you should drink a glass of milk and do some stretching before going to bed. You should also control the room temperature.
Maybe you're right. I often find myself sweating a lot while I'm sleeping. That's why I wake up during the night.
Maybe you should leave the room door open or turn on the air conditioner.
Question 49. What does the woman want to help the man do? Conversation 50.
I didn't know you wear glasses.
Yeah, I'm finding it difficult to read the small letters in the newspaper these days, so I bought these on the weekend.
I may need glasses myself, too. My eyes easily get tired after working on the computer.
The shop I went to had a variety of glasses, including some for computers. They reduce the amount of blue light you receive from your computer, cell phone, or TV.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 51.
I'm arriving at the station at 2:45. Can you pick me up in front of the bank?
Oh, that place is always full of cars. Why don't you cross the street and walk towards the park? I'll be waiting in the car near the park.
I wish I could, but I'm carrying a lot of heavy books today and don't want to walk so far.
Well, okay then. I'll get there early and find a space near the bank.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
I'm looking for a person to play tennis with me next Sunday.
Does it have to be a man?
Not necessarily.
Then my coworker, who just came to our office, may be interested. She wants to play tennis, but cannot find anyone to play it with.
Great. Would you ask her?
Okay.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
Wow, that's a beautiful car you have. Is it new?
It's my father's. He just got it last month.
So it's brand new. You're lucky he lets you drive his car.
Yeah, I guess. But I have to be very careful when I drive it because it's not mine.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
This new movie theater is great. The seats are comfortable, and there's a variety of food and drinks.
I agree. And the movie was one of the best ones I've seen in ages.
By the way, it's 6 o'clock. Why don't we have dinner together here in this shopping mall?
Well, the hot dog that I ate while watching the movie really filled me up. Are you hungry?
Kind of. I just had some popcorn.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Good afternoon. May I have your passport, please?
Here you go.
Are you checking in any bags today?
Yes, just these two.
All right then. One moment, please. Okay, here's your passport, boarding pass, and baggage claim ticket. Boarding starts at 3 p.m.
Thanks.
Thank you, and enjoy your flight to Mexico City.
Question 55. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 56. According to the conversation, how many bags is the woman checking in? Long conversation 2.
What a great spot. The sunset will look fantastic from here.
I know. It really is magical.
So, what did you bring for the picnic?
I brought some fruit salad and soft drinks.
Sounds good. I brought sushi and coconut pudding for dessert.
Ooh, that looks delicious.
I'm so hungry. I hope the others get here soon.
Question 57. Which items did the woman bring for the picnic? Question 58. What will the man and the woman probably do next?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a children's novel by British author Roald Dahl. The story features the adventures of a young boy named Charlie Bucket,inside the chocolate factory of a strange chocolate maker named Willy Wonka. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was first published in the United States in 1964. The book has been adapted into two major movies. The first was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in 1971. The second was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was released in 2005.This version was directed by Tim Burton and starred Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. The story was originally inspired by Roald Dahl's experience of chocolate companies during his school days. The Cadbury Chocolate Company would often send test packages of chocolate to the school children in exchange for their opinions on the new products. At that time, Cadbury and Rowntrees were England's two largest chocolate makers. They often tried to steal trade secrets by sending spies into the others' factories. Because of this, both companies became highly protective of their way of making chocolate. It was a combination of this and the gigantic machines in the factories that inspired Roald Dahl to write the story. So far, the book has sold more than 20 million copies in 55 languages.
Question 59. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 60. What is true about the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Monologue 2.
British Hills is a destination for guests to experience British culture without leaving Japan. It was established in 1994 to inspire the learning of English language and culture. Britain's legacy has strong influence in the world, be that through its language, its sports, or its tradition. We are located in the scenic Hattori National Park in Fukushima, 1,000 meters above sea level. The central building is called the Manor House. Upon arrival, our guests open the door to the 19th century style entrance hall. The library on the second floor is home to a collection of 1,600 books published in England primarily in the 19th century. In England, the Manor House was the main home for the British upper-class people. Generally, they spent half of the year in the rural Manor House, and the other half in elegant townhouses in cities such as London. Along the path which leads to the Manor House at British Hills, you will see the guest houses. They are built with traditional British material and bear the names of famous British people in history, such as Newton and Chaucer. Near the parking lot for guests, you will find a small tea house called the Ascot. It is named after a racecourse in England. A selection of teas and traditional British cakes and desserts may be enjoyed on the first floor. British culture lessons, such as cooking and calligraphy, are offered in the craft rooms on the second floor.
Question 61. According to the monologue, what is correct about manor houses in England? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about British Hills? Monologue 3. More than 400 years ago, Galileo Galilei built a telescope. He was an Italian scientist. He used the telescope to study space. Since then, scientists have used telescopes to make important discoveries. The Hubble Space Telescope was sent to space in 1990. It has sent back more than 1 million pictures. Soon, a new telescope will take over for Hubble. It is the James Webb Space Telescope. It is also called JWST. In 2018, it was announced that a rocket would take JWST into space. The new telescope will explore farther into space than Hubble. It will travel 1,000,000 miles from Earth. This will give scientists a better view of the universe. Like Hubble, JWST will look for galaxies far away. The telescope will also hunt for planets that are like Earth. It will do this by looking for light. JWST's mirror will collect light from objects in space. Its special camera and tools will be able to find light that the human eye cannot see. In the future, there will be more telescopes like JWST. By the time kids grow up, says a scientist, the things they learn about the universe will be totally different from the things we think we know now. Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about JWST?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。